I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're following the story of a 21-story building under construction on Gerald Road, Ikoyi, Lagos, that collapsed. Reports say that this incident happened around 2 p.m., with many people believed to have been trapped in the rubble of the collapsed building. We have been able to speak with Dr. Olufemi Damilola Okeosaintolu, who is the CEO and Director General at LASEMA. He confirmed the incident. He spoke with our correspondent, Maureen Ogolo, and he says all first responders are en route to secure the scene, while the heavy-duty equipments and life detection equipments are being dispatched. We also have been able to get some reports about how the rescue operation is going, because we hear that it's ongoing at the moment.
We are there presently. We are trying to rescue people that are trapped inside. All the key first responders are on the ground. Soon we will be on top of the challenge. The operation is still ongoing, but we are on top of the challenge.
That's the LASEMA CEO there, Dr. Olufemi Damilola Okeosaintolu. Well, we're going to keep our eye on that story. Hopefully, we can get in touch with our correspondent, who is also on the ground, Emmanuel Onwuka. If we are able to reach him, he will give us some eyewitness account of what's happening. Emmanuel, hi. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. I understand that you are at the site of the collapse.
Yes. Serious traffic on the road. Yes, I just got here, and yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what's happening? Tell us what's happening.
Rescue operation is currently ongoing. A lot of equipment have been moved down here by LASEMA. A section of the road has been cordoned off to ensure that people or traffic don't get involved in the rescue operations, and to allow ambulances and other rescue equipment to access the site easily. I think that's most of the things that are happening right here. There are a lot of persons here, onlookers, and people who are just trying to support the ongoing rescue operations currently ongoing at this very place.
Right. I'm watching on my screen on international media. There seems to be a lot of people at the background. Do we have them leaving some sort of access, maybe, for people to pass through and offer help and rescue people? Do we know so far the number of people who are trapped? Do we know if people are even trapped to begin with?
Okay, so yes, I think there are a couple of persons trapped. I think that is why there are efforts to try and evacuate some of the stones and other assets. And you know, some of the persons around who were within the vicinity when it happened, they are rendering support and are giving information to the first responders to ensure that they can get all those information in place. But the thing is to get the accurate information right now, because a lot of things are scattered and people are exaggerating and people are saying a lot of things at the same time. So they are trying to confirm exactly what the situation of things is. Some way you can't just rely on the information that people are giving. So you just have to look for some signs yourself. And I think that's what LASEMA is actually doing right now, and some of the first responders are actually doing right now to ensure that they begin the rescue operation. They don't wait, because there might be a life lost, you know, within that time. If you delay, then lives might be lost, you know, while you're trying to confirm. So right now, both lanes are locked up. Both lanes are cordoned off, because there are a lot of persons here.
This is on Gerald Road, eh? This is on Gerald Road, Ikoyi. Both lanes on Gerald Road, Ikoyi, are cordoned off at the moment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Both lanes are cordoned off because there are a lot of persons here. A lot of rescue operations are
ongoing
right now. They are on ground right now. So it's kind of cordoned off. There's no access. Vehicles are stuck in traffic on both lanes presently.
But have you spoken with any eyewitnesses? Did they see the building go down? Have you spoken with anyone who may have seen anything?
So currently I'm trying to see how I can get to one or two eyewitnesses, but you see, everybody is trying to put their hands in
and help.
In Yes, yes, to help the situation of things currently.
Right.
So not much persons are giving a lot of information right now. Most of the persons that are here are spectators, so it takes a while for you to filter through who is the spectator and who was actually here, because a lot of people want to just pass out information that they don't know anything about.
Right.
So I can see an excavator right now.
Okay.
The excavator is actually on right now, trying to take some portions of the buildings down to ensure that they can access. There are some persons on top, like way up the building, trying to see if there's any sign of life or anybody.
Right.
At this place right now. The place is crowded. You can hear the babble of noise. Currently going on. People are saying different things at the same time. You just have to be careful not to take any fake news as it is.
Yes. All right, Emmanuel Onwuka is our correspondent. He's out in Ikoyi at the moment. Emmanuel, make sure you're wearing a mask so that you don't inhale a lot of asbestos.
Yeah, that's a very great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to get in touch in a few minutes to see if there are any updates, okay?
All right.
All right, Lagos. Lagos. We're also showing you some footage from the collapse itself on our live stream. Our live stream is Nigeria Info FM. That's Facebook, Nigeria Info FM. YouTube is also Nigeria Info FM. We have some footage about the collapse itself, the building that collapsed, where it is, some of the debris. You can see all of that on our live stream right now. But let's move on, right? And talk a bit about World Cities Day. Yesterday was World Cities Day. It's a day when we are all supposed to think and talk about how well our cities are equipped to give citizens a proper quality of life. Almost like, almost prescient, if you like. But anyways, how does Lagos compare to other cities in the world? How does Lagos compare to other cities in the world? Here's today's big hard fact. Lagos ranked 139th out of 140 cities in the 2020 Global Livability Index by the Economist Intelligence Unit. We scored 31.2%. It's the only the only city that scored lower than Lagos was Damascus, Syria. 139th out of 140 cities. So while we wait for the next edition of the index, today's a good day to assess Lagos as a city. I mean, you are the ones living and working here. You are the ones going to school here. You are the ones whose kids are going to school here. Shout out once again to all the children who auditioned for the I Beg to Differ tournament and turned in their own work. Remember, the tournament's live rounds will start next Monday. Debates will hold Monday through Thursday from 4 p.m. Mondays to Wednesdays, and then on Thursday, 5 p.m. But back to Lagos. Let's take a look at each of the five categories for the Global Livability Index. Now, you will tell me what you score Lagos and what Lagos needs to do to improve. The five categories are stability, health, culture, and environment, education, and finally, infrastructure. Again, almost like, it's quite sad. Let's just hope that there are no people who are trapped under, you know, that collapsed building. Let's just hope it's just a building that has collapsed today. But anyways, yeah, the five categories are stability, health, culture and environment, education, and finally infrastructure. Now, let me give you the criteria in each category. And I can also remind you of them when you give us a call to score, Lagos. So for stability, they gave Lagos a score of 20%. Now, remember, Lagos ranked 139th out of 40 cities, right? Scoring 31.2%. Now, for stability, they gave Lagos a score of 20%. Here are the criteria for stability. Prevalence of petty crime, prevalence of violent crime, threat of terror, EIU rating, threat of military conflict, threat of civil unrest or conflict. And I wonder how you will score Lagos from 0 to 100 on these factors. What specifically should Lagos do to improve? So that's for stability, right? I'll remind you when you call, I'll remind you of each one. But let's go through them as quickly as we can. On health, they gave Lagos a score of 20.8%. And here are the criteria. Availability of private healthcare, availability of public healthcare, quality of public healthcare, availability of over-the-counter drugs, general healthcare indicators from the World Bank. And Lagos scored 20.8%. So take a good look at those five criteria. What percent would you score Lagos? And what specifically should Lagos do to improve? Then on culture and environment, they give Lagos a score of 41%. Really high score there. So humidity and temperature rating, well, there's nothing we can do about that. Discomfort of climate for travelers, same there, really. There's really nothing we can do about that one. Level of corruption, social or religious restrictions, level of censorship, sporting availability, cultural availability, food and drink, consumer goods and services. So give me your score for Lagos. And then tell me what practical steps should be done to improve these ones. Let's go to education. We got 25% in education based on availability of private education, quality of private education, public education indicators from the World Bank. Then finally, on infrastructure, the criteria are quality of road network, quality of public transport, quality of international links, availability of good quality housing, quality of energy provision, quality of water provision, and quality of telecommunications. Now, for infrastructure, I want you to tell me where you score Lagos. So you can score Lagos in general or you can score in particular categories. But don't stop there. Tell me what you think that the government and the private sector can do to improve that score that you gave Lagos. 0700-993-993-993 for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. WhatsApp is also available. So, of course, share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-7500. 08095 we are streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And like I said, when you call, I'll remind you of the different criteria. Baba G is in Badagry. Hello, Baba G. Good to have you on the show.
Sandra, I greet you.
I greet you too.
When you talk about Lagos State, in every facet of Lagos State, if I'm going to rank Lagos State, is below 20, if you ask me, below 20%. And especially for structure, you know. But I believe strongly that the government, they focus mainly on cities in Lagos, within Lagos. But when it comes to rural area, they don't even pay attention. Now, you mentioned something. I don't know what you international link. I don't know whether you are talking about the road that leads to another country.
Well, airports. Airports, and of course, there are some roads that lead to other countries, and there are some there are airports to consider as well. So international link is international link, yes.
Yeah. If you talk about Semeboda, the last time I was made to understand that when it comes to revenue, Semeboda generated one of the highest revenue to federal government.
Okay.
And Lagos State and federal government, they are one party. I was even thinking that Lagos State government will influence the federal so that they will focus more on international routes here in Lagos. Like Badagry Expressway, you know. Though they are moving, they are running, I don't even know the work they are doing, if you ask me. But they focus on one lane. And if you look at the contractor, very slow, but suddenly they peaked. I don't know whether they're giving them money. What stops Lagos State in collaboration with federal government to make that Badagry Expressway one of the best roads in Nigeria with street light? But as I'm talking to you, Sandra, I know you stay on the island. I don't know. If you can come to Badagry Expressway, and those of us living house, every day, going to work every day. I'm telling you, it's not easy. And for the National Union of Road Transport Workers, popularly known as AGBERO, You cannot tell me that Lagos is a mega city. When you see this young man, you know, with sticks on the road, sweating profusely, disturbing passerby, honestly, and they are even collecting money from people selling on the road. Mm. That is why every evening you will see them shifting their table to the major road. If you say, madam, you they block the road, though. You say, look at my ticket, I have paid for this. Who are they paying to? These are the questions we need to ask. And if the state government can make use of that opportunity and make sure they take over the road from the union, I bet you Lagos state government will make more than 100 million naira every day. But I don't know the agreement. I don't know the compensation. I don't just understand. It's only the government can tell us what they are using them for. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you as well, Baba G. Thank you very much for calling us. All right. If you just tuned in, I'm asking you today, how does Lagos compare to other cities in the world? A particular group released their report. They're called the Economist Intelligence Unit. And they released a report in 2020 ranking Lagos 139th out of 140. Lagos scored higher than Damascus, Syria. That's the only city that was scored higher than. There were five categories for the Global Livability Index. They are stability, health, culture and environment, education and infrastructure. For stability, they gave Lagos 20%. For health, they gave Lagos 20.8%. For culture and environment, they gave Lagos 41%. Education, 25%. Infrastructure, Lagos scored 46.4%. How would you score Lagos on all of these, or maybe particular categories? And what do you think the government and the private sector can do to improve that score that you gave Lagos? And I gave you the different criteria for each of those categories. Now, I can remind you what they are when you call in, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ife Snachi.
Oh, Ife Snachi, welcome.
Yeah.
How you see this ranking of Lagos? Do you think it's fair?
Well, from my own observation, I have been in Lagos for the past 30 years.
Okay.
So, my personal suggestion to the governor of Lagos State is for him to use renowned contractors on infrastructure, such as the Jiros Vega. I have witnessed what Akwa Ibom did in Akwa Ibom.
Okay.
If you go to Akwa Ibom, you see a solid road infrastructure.
Okay.
The same thing with Yes on Wike. If you're opportune to go to River State, you see a very, 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 very good infrastructure in River State.
Okay.
So the idea of using local contractors by Lagos State is not the best. It's not improving the infrastructure development of Lagos State. And it will create room for rapid corruption. Some years back, about 15 years ago, one of my friends is an engineer by profession. They told him that they will award him contract, that he will not do the job, then they will share the money. Fortunately, he's a born-again Christian. He rejected the offer. And such a thing is happening up to today. This happened about 20 years ago that this incident happened. So I am suggesting that Lagos should do more on infrastructure, on security. I can give them 50%, because they have improved on security network.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it at that. Joe, you know, Kota is a first time caller. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. So I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the ranking, and I want to specifically pin on the head.
Okay.
I think Lagos deserves more than 20.8%.
Okay.
From my own experience, even in Lagos, Lagos has tremendously improved when it comes to health issues.
Okay.
In fact, some of the general hospitals in Lagos are teaching hospitals elsewhere in other states. They've really improved. Secondly, I want to talk about the first story about the house domestic workers. Yes, no, domestic.
Oh, no, that we've passed that, so we can't get into that anymore.
But, all right.
But thank you so much for calling. Yes, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Don't forget, of course, that you can share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Now, we're getting a call from OC. I wish I could take this call from OC, but I can't at this time because we have to take a break pretty soon, and I'm not sure if that call will be a short one or a long one, but OC, if you can call us back after the break, we'll appreciate that. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Now, men and women are different. We have different hormones, we have different sexual organs, we have different biological abilities. Women can have babies, men can't. At least not yet. Men have testosterone and are, in general, physically stronger than women. But most of the positions of power and prestige are occupied by men. The late Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate, Wangari Maathai, put it simply and well when she said, "The higher you go, the fewer women there are." In the recent US elections, we kept hearing of the Lilly Ledbetter Law. And if we go beyond the nicely alliterative name of that law, it was really about a man and a woman doing the same job, being equally qualified, and the man being paid more because he's a man. So in a literal way, men rule the world. And this made sense 1,000 years ago, because human beings lived then in a world in which physical strength was the most important attribute for survival. The physically stronger person was more likely to lead. And men in general are physically stronger. Of course, there are many exceptions. But today we live in a vastly different world. The person more likely to lead is not the physically stronger person. It is the more creative person. Hey, you was
going. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's 5:32 Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this is Hard Facts. 5 p.m. every day, we bring you the big hard fact for the day. Now, today, incidentally, we're talking about World Cities Day, because yesterday was World Cities Day. It's a day when we're all supposed to think and talk about how well our cities are equipped to give citizens a proper quality of life. And my question is, how does Lagos compare to other cities in the world? Because according to Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index, Lagos ranked 139th out of 140. Now, away from that, some terrible news broke. A 21-story building under construction on Gerald Road, Ikoyi, in Lagos collapsed. Reports indicate that it happened around 2 p.m. Our correspondent, Emmanuel Onwuka, is still at the scene. Emmanuel, what's happened since the last time we spoke?
What has happened since the last time we spoke is that three bodies so far has been put out of the wreckage. And one person has been pulled out alive, and he's been resuscitated presently. We have crowds of family members here, all tense, all worried, trying to see how they can get any updates about the state and the condition of their family members and if they've been brought out. We have the Lagos State Deputy Governor also here on site, and also the Lagos State Commissioner of Police is also here on site. We have crowds of security operatives, the army, the police, special forces, task force. Everyone is here on ground, and even paramilitary groups are also here on ground. We have rescue officers from the Red Cross and other agencies of the Lagos State Government are also here. We have tons of, we have a couple of ambulances on ground here to also help with the operation. The rubble is quite, it's enormous. Yeah. It's enormous. So breaking through to the reaching out to the survivors is kind of a challenge, you know, and we, for now, they just want excavator on ground and trying to see how it can carefully break through the rubble to reach out to those persons that have survived, the incident. I think one of the key things here is that it's a must need for a life detecting equipment to be used here because of the rubble, because of the situation of things currently at this place. Well, we have so many onlookers, the road are totally, you know, blocked presently.
Well, we have the CEO of LASEMA, Dr. Olufemi Damilola Okeosayintolu, on the record saying that they have life detecting equipment available. Have you seen this equipment?
Well, I, for one, have not seen this equipment, but if he says that they are on ground, then most probably, his officials are using them on other areas that I can't see right now, because right now the media has been limited. There's an extent to which we can go presently because they are trying to see how they are trying to limit a lot of people from getting to the front line and, you know, coming in between the rescue operations. So they limited the media to the second place while the rescue operation is going at the first. So if they're using life detection equipment, it might be at the front lines of the operation. I can't say certainly that I've seen it. So when I do, I would say I've seen it. When I do see the equipment, I would say I've seen it. But if he says those equipment are on ground, then they are on ground. I can still see right now they're bringing in more equipment, more drills, to break through the concrete. Right now, they're just moving them in, even as I speak to you currently. So more equipment are on their way coming in, and that is why you see that they conduit off the road so that all these equipment can pass through seamlessly to the site of the incident.
Have we gotten any statements from anyone else, perhaps the deputy governor or the commissioner for police, anybody else? Have we gotten a statement?
No, we've not gotten any statement from them right now. The last where we tried to reach out to the deputy governor just now, the statement that came from an aide was life first. So the concentration is on life. They're trying to see how they can, you know,
rescue
they
people.
Can focus and monitor the rescue operations rather than grant interviews at this very point in time. This incident happened barely 3 hours ago. Mm. So they're still, they need to be fast if they want to rescue. They indeed want to rescue persons alive.
And they're also fighting against daylight. Do you know if there are plans to bring in lights? Because it looks like they're going to be here for the long haul.
Exactly. I don't know about that presently, but I think that's the question that I'm going to pose to them so I can have it officially from them about that. Because for now, from what I can see, there's no provision for lights presently. There's no provision for lights presently. The only people who have taken that initiative are just cameramen and TV stations presently that have made provision for lighting equipment. But aside that, there's no official lighting equipment that have been moved here. But I will get that officially.
Okay. I have to also ask, is there any indication at all as to how many people were in the building when it collapsed? How many people were in the building? How many people were around the building? How many people may be under that rubble? Do we have any indication at all from any official sources yet?
Well, no, we don't have that indication at all. We don't have that that information about how many persons are trapped in the building presently. Yes, that's the thing, because like I said earlier, there's a whole lot of persons seeing this different thing at the same time. You know, it's quite confusing. You can't actually just get that information, the real information, the factual information, just like that. But according to a security guard that works here, he said that there were a lot of persons at the site today.
Okay.
So he could not. The reason what brought about the statement was that there was a car we were trying to move away from the scene of the incident.
Okay.
And I asked, who owns the car? And if you work here, how come you don't know the person who owns this vehicle?
Okay.
And it was like there were a lot of persons on site today.
Okay.
So he can't actually say for sure who owns this vehicle. But I heard that the person that owns the vehicle is trapped in the building.
Oh my God.
It shows that there were quite a lot of persons here, and you see the data is not very sure. If the security guard who in quotes takes care of this place can't give us a definite number of persons that have accessed the building today, mm. or definite a number of persons that were in the building as at when it collapsed,
mm.
then I think that information
we'll just have
has to
wait.
Come from the yeah, it's better to wait for that
sources.
Information mm. so we don't speculate.
Emmanuel Onwuka, I will call you again in about 15 minutes to see if anything has changed. Be careful out there, make sure you're wearing that mask, and thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Sandra.
All right, Lagos, let's keep talking, shall we? You can talk to me about the building collapse that happened in Lagos at 2 p.m. today, or you can talk to me about how Lagos ranked as a world city. Yesterday was World Cities Day, and Lagos in 2020 ranked 139th out of 140. Five categories were used to reach this number. Stability, health, culture and environment, education and infrastructure. The only city that Lagos passed on the ranking was Damascus in Syria. Now, Syria, of course, is a war-torn country. Now, the criteria for stability is prevalence of petty crime, prevalence of violent crime, threat of terror, EIU rating, threat of military conflict, threat of civil unrest or conflict, and they ranked Lagos 20%. As far as stability is concerned. So how stable is Lagos? It's 20% stable. Then, for health, they gave Lagos 20.8%, and the criteria are availability of private healthcare, availability of public healthcare, quality of public healthcare, availability of over-the-counter drugs, general healthcare indicators from the World Bank. So take a good look at those five criteria. What percentage would you score Lagos? What specifically do you think Lagos should do to improve? 20.8%. How would you score Lagos from 0 to 100 on some of these factors? You know, we can go back to the factors for stability and then, of course, come back to the factors for health. On culture and environment, they gave Lagos a score of 41%. So humidity and temperature rating, like I said, when we first talked about this, there's really nothing we can do about that one. Discomfort of climate for travelers, again, there's really nothing we can do about that one, really. Then level of corruption, social or religious restrictions, level of censorship, sporting availability, cultural availability, food and drink, consumer goods and services. And they gave Lagos a score of 41%. Again, give me your own score for Lagos. Tell me what practical steps the private and public sector should take to improve these. Then we've got 25% in education based on availability of private education, quality of private education, public education, indicators from the World Bank. Do you agree with this particular rating? And then for infrastructure, Lagos scored 46.4%, and the criteria are quality of road network, quality of public transport, quality of international links, availability of good quality housing, quality of energy provision, quality of water provision, quality of telecommunications. So you tell me. I've given you the five categories and also the criteria upon which they were judged. You let me know what you think about this. Where do you score Lagos from 0 to 100 on all of these or maybe particular categories? If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you prefer to talk about the building that collapsed on Ikoyi, on General Road in Ikoyi today at around 2 p.m., you can also talk about that. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're listening to Hard Facts. Hello, good evening.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name?
Alex.
Hi, Alex.
How are you
doing? Going well.
Okay. So let me start by saying that apart from this World Cities Day, right?
Mm.
I have had the opportunity to do presentations with Lagos State.
Okay.
And I'll focus on environment.
Mm.
And perhaps health and how environment, that is the non-attention to environment, affects health.
Okay.
We've done several of these things. And the basis of our presentation is the fact that we don't have, maybe we have them in the bookshelves, but they are not being brought out to the street to implement. I understand there are about 18 million people in this small state, right?
Okay.
Now, when you don't have a plan of how you want your country to, I mean your state, your city to look,
mm.
what you will have, which I have also pointed out, is that you will have 18 million different ideas running wild, facing everybody. Okay?
Okay.
This is a city. In fact, I'm told they have emission standards. Right?
Okay.
This is a city. If you don't have, if a city is not having a climate ambition, right? It can never really rank too high on the list because every other person has moved on. But somehow our political class is refusing to move. That's what I was talking about last week. There are some of these things that don't require money. But it looks like for our politicians, every problem must be about money. Some of them, even the National Orientation Agency can help. Do you understand? In a mass media campaign.
Okay.
There are some of these things that are easy to do by way of policies. Okay. Oh, we're not getting anything. I don't know if you understand my point.
I understand, right.
Look at all these beautiful cities where we like to go for holiday and vacations and all those things.
Some people
have come together to imagine and they've started designing the kind of city they want to be.
Right.
Look at Dubai, for instance, right? Do we have that kind of plan? We don't. That's why I say there are 18 million ideas that we face every day. That's why it looks like this is lawless. There's no way. We cannot rank too high. In terms of what we could do, right? The government should not shy away from putting out policies. If you don't know, I have offered myself free, Sandra, to work with the Lagos State government. Free. I will do it for free. Let's help. Let's guide you in terms of policy making. It's not something that will cost money. We're not talking about contracts. I'm not looking for contracts. I can take care of myself. You know, it's just a political... When the politician is faced with a problem, the only thing that he can see is that it's a political problem. And that's why we're not making progress. Other cities are moving forward. See, let me just add one more thing, Sandra. Global competitions like FIFA competitions, Olympics and all those things, they set their own standard. If you don't have some of these things like little emission standards that you are enforcing, they cannot come again to come and host anything. We did it. We pulled it off in 1999. It will never happen again. Trust me, it will never ever happen again.
Alex, okay. Thank you. I thought she was done there, but thank you so much for calling. It's always a pleasure to listen to Alex go. Adeshewa, hello. Good evening, welcome.
See, if we need to put that result, that analysis that you've made now, let's just do it as if the WAEC exam. Has that student passed?
Which student?
Anybody can do exam. No, really, Sandra, look at it yourself now. We should rate Lagos. Okay, I'm rating it as if this is a WAEC exam. As that student pass that kind of result, you take it to your parent and your parents say, yes, you are a good student and you're a hardworking student. So that is, Sandra, let's not forget, let's not deceive ourselves. Look at the percentage that went to education, for crying out loud.
Oh no, Adeshewa, call us back. Oh God, I was quite enjoying that. Speaking of students, the votes are in for Daniel and Emanuela. Sorry, not Emanuela. Well, Emanuela is one of the candidates. You'll be hearing from her during the I Beg to Differ tournament. The I Beg to Differ tournament will kick off on the 8th of November. That's next week, Monday. Emanuela is 12 years old. Emanuela actually scored the highest when we were ranking the candidates that submitted auditions. But the votes for Oluchi and Daniel are in. Oluchi and Daniel are two young candidates who, submitted their auditions, but they were both so good that myself and the judges could not decide who we should move forward because we had chosen the 15. Actually, the 15 had chosen themselves by scoring really high. But the score for Oluchi and Daniel tied during the auditions, and we didn't know what to do to move one person forward to the 16th spot, because from Monday we're going to start with a round of 16. The round of 16 will be throughout next week. It will end on Thursday at 5 p.m. From 5 p.m. We couldn't decide. And so I brought it to Lagos. We played it for you at 3 o'clock. We played it again at 4 o'clock. And you decided. So with... over 228 votes. I wish I had like drum roll, you know, I should get like a drum roll sound effect. With over 228 votes, the person who's moving forward to the live rounds game of 16 is... What's that shakery shakery thing? I need that shakery shakery thing so I can, you know, do shakery shakery when the person wins. But I mean, if I don't have it, I guess I'll have to, you know, just make do with whatever else I have. But yeah, the person is Daniel. Daniel just moved forward. Daniel Nyoho Edikan. Congratulations, my friend. I left it in the hands of Lagos, and Lagos decided. Lagos voted 228 for Daniel, 112 for Oluchi. All right. Good luck, Daniel. See you next week when you face off some other powerful debaters. And hopefully you are still standing by 6 p.m. on Thursday. But yes, Lagos, let's come back to the phone lines, shall we? Let's keep talking. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Festus, I'm calling from Iyaba.
Good to have you on the show.
Bless God, how is work?
Work is fine.
Okay, quick one, regarding the beauty that collapsed in Ikoyi, that's what I have interest on.
Mm-hmm.
You see, beauties in Lagos, sorry to say, a lot will continue to collapse. Ask me why.
Why?
Because the people they were assigned to go and cross-check those beauties, they are not doing the right job they are supposed to have.
Okay.
They will go there, instead of them to check the property, to see if it is well constructed, the foundation is okay or not, they will take them to one corner and settle them. I live in an apartment around the Yaba here. I know what it is. I'm planning on leaving that house in space of 2 months. Because they are owned, they are concerned about the money they can make with the house. They are not concerned about the security of the people living there.
Hmm.
Such a building that people have not been living in, how come it collapsed? You see that the foundation was not properly built. Lagos State government have to look into this to rectify all these problems.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Nene in Ogun State, you've got 60 seconds.
Okay, so what I want to say is, I don't think that improving more things is the solution in Lagos.
Okay.
I think it's more of like the Lagos is carrying too much weight.
Hmm.
Like, why would somebody who schooled in River State, who was born, bred, schooled in River State, why would the person come to Lagos to look for a job?
Hmm.
Somebody who schooled in Akwa Ibom come to Lagos. So that's the problem. Like, if every city at least just tries to do even 100% of what Lagos is doing, it will reduce the weight on Lagos. And then whatever Lagos is able to do, then people can manage well, we continue to improve.
All right, Nene, thank you very much. But you see, that ranking was for all cities who are doing what Lagos is doing. It's the nature of big cities. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away, Lagos.